Welcome to the show that helps you break through barriers to achieve an extraordinary life. This is Life, Then Finance with your host, Caroy King. Questions from listeners just like you will help to foster practical solutions to issues in your life. Now, here is your host, Caroy King.
Hi, this is Caroy with LifeThenFinance.com, helping you overcome those obstacles that are holding you back. You know, I get fascinated by Olympians. Just think about the process they have to go through. And I would like to take some lessons from their experiences and actually apply them to our life, to our businesses, aiming for excellence. Yes, you may not get 100% of what they do, but if you applied only 20% or even 10%, my goodness, imagine where you would be. The foundation of any Olympian is they do have the gift and talent. It's there. But look at the other things they have to engage to polish that gift, to bring it out as a diamond out of the rough. They have discipline. They have coaching. They hire the best. They engage in hard work. There's nothing wrong with hard work. The problem is if you're applying your efforts in the wrong kind of work, that really hurts. But if you're applying your efforts in the work you were designed to do, it is energizing. Look at the level of focus. You would never find an Olympian dabbling in so many things. They pick one and keep running with it. They also apply the deliberate practice. For example, let's look at Kobe Bryant. You know, he used to play with Lakers, just retired. And they practice the same thing again and again and again. They already know how to do it. But how do you do it to perfection? So there's nothing like jack of all trades. So to my friends out there who have many talents and are dabbling in so many things, there is a magic to focus. You'll have to narrow that down, pick one thing, do it to the best of the best. Then you can add on and introduce those other things as time goes by. But you have limited resources, you have limited energy. All that has to be focused in one thing. There is magic in pulling things down to one. Be cautious of mastery. It takes an average, at least from the books of The Outlier, Talent is Overrated. Those are two books that I've read that really talk a lot about the 10,000 hour rule. It takes 10,000 hours to actually master something. I'm thinking, oh my God, that is a long time. But whether you put your efforts in mastery or not, the time will go. When I was younger, my dad always says, time wastes for no man. And in this case, I'm telling you, time waits for no man. Next year will come, the other year will come. The question is, where are you putting your efforts and where are you putting the focus? Pick one thing, whatever you choose to do, go back and look. Polish the things that look simple. Master the mundane. Master them to excellence. Keep polishing them and streamline and aim for mastery and excellence. Yes, it may take 10,000 hours or it may take less, depending on how much time you're putting in. But using Olympians as an example is a good idea. So find your favorite Olympian. Check out maybe on YouTube how they train and how they practice, how they get ready. You'll be amazed at some lessons you can pick up and implement in your own life. You have greatness in you, and we are going to pull it out and yank it out by force. Just stay with me, one layer at a time, one concept at a time. Just make sure you're implementing, and to the degree to which you implement, that will be the results you'll see. Because you can't be a hearer only, you have to be a doer. Put in some action. Till then, this is Caroy.
Thank you again for tuning in to Life Then Finance. Please join Caroy King for another edition next week. For coaching, booking speaking engagements, and any other inquiries, please send an email to caroyking@lifethenfinance.com or visit www.lifethenfinance.com. May the coming week be filled with exceeding grace and favor in every aspect of your life.